Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, we're talking about why, for seemingly unknown reasons, Oklahoma City has become the most hated team in America. And, like, before this year, so the report came out today, and they'll probably do it game two, which would be tomorrow. They're going to give Shea his MVP.
Yeah, he won. He won. They just didn't give him the trophy.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't think they've announced that he won. It's just that once that happens, it's leaked. But I don't think it's officially been announced by the NBA. They're just saying that, yeah, sources. OKC's SGA is the MVP. So they'll give it to him mid-court, probably before the game of game two. And in previous iterations of this, everyone hated on Jokic. Like, he three MVPs, this is ridiculous. Kendrick Perkins was all bitchy and moany. And so this year, the big debate was, it was going to be Shea or it was going to be Jokic. Jokic averaged a triple-double. Mm-hmm. Jokic took a team of no one to the brink. They took Oklahoma City to Game 7, although it's a regular season award. And I also saw this. Jokic is the first player in NBA history to be top three in points, rebounds, and assists. Mm-hmm. It's never been done.
Right.
And by the way, he averaged a triple-double, and when Westbrook did that, we gave the MVP
on a bad team.
On a bad team.
He won MVP on a bad team doing that.
So there were a lot of people that were like, no, this should be Jokic's award, but you know, we do this a lot in the NBA where, hey, it's your time and Jokic has gotten his flowers and Shea had an incredible year. And by the way, he totally deserves the MVP, led the league in scoring. The guy's been great. Best team in the NBA. And so I thought this was going to be like a real happy moment in my NBA circles. Like, hey, right, young up-and-coming guy, did it the right way. Oklahoma City led his team, took their lumps. Here's Shea's award. And now all of a sudden it gets announced that Shea's going to be the MVP. And everyone's like, boo, James Harden, you bitch. You're, what is it, the foul merchant now?
Yeah.
And we all hate the way he plays?
Free throw merchant, foul merchant.
Oh, my God. I honestly cannot recall, like, a collective group of people turning on one team that seemingly did it the right way.
Well, I kind of, again, said I thought regionally it might be an issue. I never expected nationally. Okay, this is the NFL fan base turning on the Detroit Lions.
Yeah, how do you hate the Lions?
It's like, oh, they haven't been great for a while. They built the right way, and now they've arrived, and they're going to compete for titles. And we're already like, boo, I hate Jared Goff. Amon-Ra's a punk.
What is there to hate about Shea? And by the way, I saw this.
I don't get it.
Because everyone's doing the foul merchant thing now. 29 other MVPs have shot more free throws than Shea. He is the 30th, I guess, most proficient free throw shooter of any MVP. So this is not James Harden.
No. And here's my thing. And this is what I actually think it is. Nationally, I think most people don't watch a lot of OKC basketball in the regular season.
Yeah.
This game one, for a lot of people, was their first detailed analytical introduction into the way they play.
And I will
and it was a really sloppy
game. And the officials gave Shea a lot of calls.
And in this game, Shea got a lot of calls, and they were struggling to score, and he leaned into that.
Yeah.
Both literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
It was a smart play in a sloppy game, but it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. Yeah. So I think, honestly, what this speaks to, for the most part, among casual fan, is I haven't watched a lot of OKC. I watched him in game one. Leaned into it, got a lot of calls, and he's a free throw merchant.
Yeah.
But he hasn't been. No. That's not who he is. And to define him in that way kind of means you're a casual. Because he hasn't been that guy. I mean, it's not like he's the most, you know, it's not like he's the guy who's been to the free throw line the most of any MVP ever.
Yeah.
That's not the case.
No.
It's really strange.
But I want to double check this, but I someone said that if you took out his free throws, he still would have led the league in scoring if you took away free throws, but I need to look at that. I think you said if you wiped everyone's free throws away, he would still be the leading scorer if free throws were not accounted in it. So from that standpoint, can you be a free throw merchant? I mean, I'm the first one. I do not watch a ton of Oklahoma City basketball, but I've never once watched him and thought I'm watching James Harden. But listening to Danny today, basically just rip this, not just like Shea, he ripped the franchise apart and was like, they're lucky. And you know, it's just, it's all good fortune.
I didn't hear this.
And it was all about how, like, he hates when luck gets conflated with skill. And I was like, yikes. Like, Danny was tired. And as interesting as that was, it was nothing compared to what I heard this morning. I'm walking my dog. I turn on Dirt and Sprague. And I'm like, oh, it's a little lighthearted Dirt and Sprague in the morning. And I just happened to tune in right when they were talking about Oklahoma City. And Dirt gave us this.
I am so out on SGA. I can't do it. I don't enjoy watching him play. It's not entertaining to me. He flops. He gets the benefit of the whistle that seemingly nobody else does in these moments. Like he had so many buckets last night, or attempted buckets, where you get like Doris Burke. How does he even get that shot off? It's like, well, he seeked out the contact. There wasn't hardly any contact, and then he just fell over. So he shouldn't have had to have fallen to the ground to get that shot up. But he did, because that's what he does, and then he gets to the foul line. He had 31 points on 27 shots because he got to the free throw line 14 times last night. Like, there's a lot of James Harden in it. James Harden at least was an elite shooter from time to time from the three-point line, so there was another element of his game.
He got 9 assists.
I'm not saying he's a bad basketball player. I'm not saying he's terrible.
You're out on it.
In terms of the aesthetics of watching it, I don't enjoy that at all. And I found myself last night, I already don't like them for so many different reasons. For one, they stole a team. Two, you get the graphic that when was the last time these teams won an NBA championship? And for OKC, it says 1978. No, you didn't. You didn't have a team in 1978, so get the hell out of here with that nonsense. We have to pretend as if this is some diehard NBA city when all they've known is Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Paul George, like elite players. Oh, you had two down years, but you got gifted an MVP in one of the worst trades we've seen in the last 10 years in the NBA. Like, I can't stand the organization. I hate their colors. I hate their fans. I hate their city. I hate everything about them. And now the MVP of the league is going to be some foul-hunting, flopping Canadian. Get the hell out of here. I was pissed last night.
Still pissed, apparently. Can we just say it? So I just looked it up.
Done. That is literally, and by the way, I am not joking. That was 45
That's
seconds
hilarious.
Into me turning on their show.
And good morning to you, too.
That's what I got.
So
Shea, I just started laughing. I was like, oh, my God.
Shea was fourth in the NBA in free throw attempts, which makes sense because he was the leading scorer.
Yeah.
So you would, if you're shooting a lot and scoring a lot, you're going to get fouled more than guys who aren't. But he's 3 attempts per game behind Giannis.
Yeah.
And he only has 1 free throw attempt per game more than Paolo Banchero, who no one sees as like this elite. I mean, he's a good player, but no one sees him as this elite scorer who's drawing fouls all the time. 1 free throw a game more than Paolo Banchero. And we're like, whoa, this is, I mean, I just, yeah, I don't understand
guy,
it. I think people saw game one. Don't you guys, am I crazy? Because Shea,
I think that's part of
Shea it. Shea isn't that guy. I mean, he's a lot of NBA, like Luka, looks for a whistle every time he shoots.
I do think it's a little
bit of the
tail wagging the dog a little bit, because it feels like there's at least been this internet discourse this playoffs about the theory of foul baiting. There was a lot of it with Jalen Brunson over in the East, too.
That's right.
And I think there's a little more favor for the Knicks because they're like the Cubs were. They're a little bit of a lovable underdog that hasn't won in a while with the city that loves ball and all of that. So they're painted with slightly different brush, but I feel like people are just more aware of players using that as part of their game, and it's like a fun thing to rabble about.
Yeah, it's just... I guess I just wasn't prepared for this level of Oklahoma City hate. And someone else points out that, like, James Harden is the 14th all-time leading scorer in the NBA and is an MVP. Why is James Harden all of a sudden, like, if you're being compared to James Harden, you suck? And by the way, James Harden bowed out in the playoffs a lot, but Shea isn't bowing out in the playoffs. He's young, and he's led his team to a 1-0 lead in the conference finals. But I like that he threw in the Canadian dude just for good measures. Like, you Canadian son of a bitch.
I just want to get the hell out of here.
James Harden's style of play was very off-putting to a lot of people. That he did seek out, and he kind of had that herky-jerky in the lane thing. And he was a master,
his head a little bit.
master class at it, where he got people up in the air and he drew fouls, and people didn't like it. But he was getting to the free throw line at an historic rate for several years there. Again, that's not Shea. In game one, sure. And every star in the league, Dame, looked for the whistle a lot late in his Portland years. There was a lot of chirping to the official about getting to the free throw line. A lot of stars want a favorable whistle. So I don't think that Shea is an outlier in that regard. Again, I think there is no juggernaut. We need to have a juggernaut. And I'm not saying necessarily in Dirt or Danny's case, just in general where this came from. There is no juggernaut. The only team that's had any runway is here comes a super team is OKC. And they did kind of steal a franchise from Seattle, but that's not this team. And Shea certainly didn't do it. And then game one was sloppy, and Shea getting to the line was a narrative. So there we go. There's where we come up with a narrative for game one. Because otherwise, it wasn't a very good game in which Minnesota settled for a lot of threes and didn't knock them down.
Someone said replace SGA with Joker, and that Dirt rant applies to Joker too. That's what I was saying. Like, we all were hating on Joker. And then we're like, we can't have him win another one. And now we give it to Shea. We're like, where is the MVP that, like, when if Anthony Edwards won, do we love Anthony Edwards? Or is this just a case of whoever is the next flavor, we hate them? Because we hated Boston, right? Last year, seemingly, Joe Mazzulla is insane and it's kind of fun. And Tatum is, by all accounts, like the nicest dude in the NBA, right? And it was built mostly through homegrown talent. They drafted Brown, they drafted Tatum. They were very smart, and by the way, they turned Pritchard from nothing into a sixth man of the year. And they did a nice job of acquiring some pieces and going out and making smart deals for like Drew Holiday and
Derek White.
Al Horford is really likable. A great vet. So like they were assembled like in a really efficient and well built way. But we hated Boston. So is it just a matter where we just hate who's ever...
And you know what? We hated them right until the point that Achilles went out. And then everyone was like, oh, Jason Tatum's the greatest. We feel so bad for those guys. It's like, you had to knock them off the throne. And then as soon as they're down, you're like, ah, but we love them.
We did this to Golden State, though, too.
A little bit, yeah.
And Draymond was never...
It took a while. That's my thing. It took us a while to hate Golden State.
Because they were being compared to LeBron. And LeBron was at the top of the mountain for a long time. So this was an other, right? That's what I'm saying. There is no big.
They were the LeBron, the best.
It was always
the LeBron's killer
in the finals. So they're the LeBron killer. There has to be a narrative. And this year, there is no big bad.
So now we just
who's Thanos? There's no Thanos. We have to pick one.
Can we hate Chet instead? Like,
oh, we do.
I would much rather hate Chet than I would.
I kind of like Chet.
SGA seems so incredibly likable.
Exactly.
While you were saying he seems likable in the last segment, he was on TV with Barkley, and he's laughing through the interview. They're teasing him. And I'm like, well, okay. As you're saying that, he's like laughing, having fun with an interview. By the way, just to give Jokic his flowers for just a minute, he's the first player since Larry Bird to be top two in MVP voting 5 years in a row.
Yeah. Well, he's the best
player. That's incredible.
Regardless of what anyone says, dude, that guy is the best player in the league. He's been the best player in the league, and it's the LeBron thing. You probably could have given LeBron the MVP 7 years in a row, Barry Bonds-esque. Joker's been the MVP the last 5 years. He was the best player this year, but this is what we do. We get tired of one
but
thing.
Narratives.
And we move on to the next. And that way Kendrick Perkins doesn't, you know, have a fat roll blow up and freak out over Jokic winning another one. Someone did point out, everyone still likes Giannis. Get this though. This is my new working. We need a villain in the NBA, right? I read today, I think it was on Yahoo, they're saying that multiple agents believe that Giannis ass out this offseason, that he's going to, that's it's a foregone conclusion. Milwaukee knows it. And there's really three teams that he would go to, because he's only going to go and re-sign with a contending team. And they're saying there's really only three teams that have the collection of young talent and assets and would be good enough that he would agree to go to. One of them being San Antonio, that he would pair with Wemby and he would pair with Fox, and they would give up Castle and the number 2 overall pick and maybe something else.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Houston would be another one. You could put together one or two young players and, again, multiple ones, and you put them in Houston and you go. And the other one is, and this is where my big villain art goes, if you want the ultimate villain in the NBA, it's simply this. Oklahoma City wins the title this year. They win. And in the offseason, their big move is they take Chet and they take 5 ones, ship their ass up to Milwaukee, and Giannis, the most likable guy in the NBA, comes to Oklahoma City, and they win 3 in a row. And you want to talk about like a group that could be hated on? Giannis and Oklahoma City, seemingly these very likable, great story. Instantly, we would all hate them so, so very much. And then Giannis goes full like heel turn, like Hollywood Hogan style, starts flipping people the bird, starts telling fans to suck it, and Oklahoma City just goes out and dominates everyone and wins 2-3 in a row. That's the villain arc. That's Tony Stark becoming Dr. Doom. That's what I want in my NBA. I want Oklahoma City to be like, dude, you want to hate us? You want us to be the villain? Watch this.
It's so quick. I'm still trying to, I get it. I hear you. I love it. I'm still trying to wrap my head around OKC even being, I don't understand
it. You have to hate them.
But if that Giannis trade happens, you know who's the sneaky villain just in that trade? It's the Portland Trailblazers.
Oh.
Because they would have to help facilitate via the picks, right?
Would they?
Wouldn't they?
I don't know. I mean, Oklahoma City has an F ton of picks.
Don't they control the Bucks picks?
Yeah, but they would stay with the Bucks. Like the Oklahoma City has so many draft picks.
So you're saying the only way it works, there's no other thing coming back.
They could give up Chet and maybe another Young and then they would give up like five ones, and that would just be swapped.
All right, so they have their own. Okay, they have two first rounders and a second this upcoming draft. They have three first rounders in 2026. They have two more in 2027. They have another in 2028. Yeah. They have two more in 2029. They've got another in 2030 and another in 2031.
Yeah, Oklahoma City. Multiple places are reporting that the Blazers and who's the other team? Oh, heavens. And the Pelicans.
Yeah, could be involved in a Giannis deal.
Because it would free up their availability with picks.
Yeah, but that's with Milwaukee. I don't think in like the Oklahoma City case, I don't necessarily, because Oklahoma City wouldn't want any picks back or anything. I think they would just need Giannis.
Okay. So just specifically with that trade.
I think that could just be in Oklahoma, but I could be wrong. But that's what I'm rooting for. I want full villain arc. I want Oklahoma City and Giannis to become the freaking Darth Vader of the NBA and just lean into that ass, because I don't get it. I do not get the Oklahoma City hate. And dare I say, I was waiting to find a rooting interest. And they say, I didn't have one. And now that seemingly we all hate SGA and we hate Oklahoma City, I'll go Thunder.
Well, if you want to hate on me more as a Warriors fan, they've been bandied about now. Brian Windhorst saying the Warriors have a package to get Giannis that includes a sign and trade with Kuminga, giving up Podziemski and a couple first round picks.
Yeah, how could that even touch what Oklahoma City has to offer?
Oh, I don't know. I guess if you're getting guys that you are already NBA players that you know that you want.
Golden State, get at it. I love that you're offering.
He was dapping up Doc Rivers at the Valkyries game, and everyone's reading the tea leaves.
Lord.
Giannis wants to team up with Steph and Jimmy. Let's go.
In the news when we come back.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.